Quieted by George Wilkerson. Fear induced adrenaline, compressed asses in a granite, eyes in a squint, lips slits to keep the secret from seeping. When our father beat us, the softest sound turned his fist into pistons, his fat leather belt a whip, both of which had cracked and snapped our pleas to pieces. Our voices were swollen, closed, too embarrassed to speak out about it. Rather, my brothers and I just shrugged and winced out of shirts and pants to contrast backs and hips, decorated with badges of blue bruises and red stripes, like dying stars and fading flags, tributes to tours of duty. Spoken on behalf of Dad, he'd been taken captive in Korea by an army of enemy voices in his head. Even through this raging quiet, we could hear his love rattling bamboo bars behind his eyes, weeping, begging, as demons whipped his body into a frenzy of flailing limbs, raining pain upon his children. Sometimes, he'd break his cage, his contorted face saying he was wrestling with God within. When they won, he'd gather us in a hug that asked to be understood. We did. He was our dad. He was our kid. We had a responsibility to protect. So, pillows swallowed untold secrets. Vicrex took the blame for broken bones. Bruises were buried beneath jeans and long sleeves, no matter the season. It was only when my throat was crushed, my feet swinging feebly in the air, I had sense enough to break, not bones, but this complicated code of silence. I called Child Protective Services. My father confessed. The protectors agreed. I deserved it. The clues were everywhere for anyone who wished to solve the mystery of why our family tree was falling in the forest. But if there's no one there to listen, even the loudest screams fail to make a sound.